All right, a good Chodesh to everybody, and welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 78. Learning today is sponsored by Barbara Greenberg in memory of her brother, Natan Shmuel ben Yosef Chaim, by Alan Heidemann in memory of his mother, Fredo Bas Mordechai Alevi, and by Rabbi Shmuel and Sarah Magid in memory of Rabbi Shmuel's father, Yisrael ben Tzvi Hirsch. I don't usually go off the script here from the sponsored learning, but definitely a difficult week in B'nai Ashurin, and we'll also dedicate today's learning to all those we lost this week, Mrs. Leah Klein, Rabbi Yonkel Cohen, as Rabbi Brzezinski addressed a couple of days ago in his WhatsApp, and certainly Le'ilei Nishmas Aviva Golda Bas Yehuda. The learning should be an aliyah for all their neshamos. Tehei Nishmasim Tzura B'Tzura HaChaim. Okay, so this is a big one. I'm going to have to do it in two parts. Question I was asked, a specific question a little while back, although I had a couple versions of this question a little while back, and gave the answer, which I'm reaffirming now in my learning, but I wanted to look into it more because it is a complicated topic, a lot of permutations, and very relevant. Okay, so what am I talking about? There's a myth. I think there's a myth, and we're going to go lenient here, at least in the first part of this year, if you want to listen to part one. So get excited. So there's a myth about, I believe, the following. What happens when a non-Jew, let's just say a housekeeper, cleaning lady, moves around an open bottle of non-mevushal wine, a cup of non-mevushal wine, a bottle of non-mevushal wine that the seal is already off, and it's not like, fresh from the store. The cork is in it, let's say, the cork is in it, but it's been opened before. Does that render it usser, right? So again, there's a lot to get through, a lot to uncover, so I'll try to address all of it. Okay, so step number one, there's something called yayin nesech, which means wine which is used for avodah zarah. Any wine which is used for avodah zarah, off the table, no pun intended, cannot drink it, cannot benefit from it, fine. Then there's a lower level, a rabbinic decree called stam yinam, which is wine which was not necessarily used for avodah zarah, but was touched by an ovid avodah zarah, the bottle was shook by an ovid avodah zarah, was poured by an ovid avodah zarah. So we don't know that they had kavana to do these actions for avodah zarah, but these are things that would be done normally in the process of worshiping an idol. So midrabanan, we say, don't drink that wine. There's also intermarriage issues, but again, beyond the scope here. So, all right. So when it comes to our wine being handled, let's use that general term, by a non-Jew, which is also not even necessarily an ovid avodah zarah. So there's a lot of different parts here, but let's just say wine which is handled by a non-Jew, when is it a problem? When is it a problem? So one thing we could, clear is what we would call mevushal wine. I think people are familiar with that just from dining in restaurants or whatever. It's pretty clear that cooked wine, whatever exactly mevushal, which standard it is, it's a machlokas, how hot it has to have been prepared to, evaporated or whatever, is pasteurization enough? If there's a little sticker that says mevushal wine by a trusted hechsher, so that means, go with it. It's mevushal and no issues. Even if a non-Jew pours it, whatever, I mean, if the non-Jew literally worships avodah zarah with it, then that's a problem. But that doesn't happen. So you're in the clear if it's mevushal. What if it's non-mevushal? What if it's non-mevushal? So now that's a problem. Now if this wine is, let's say, handled by a non-Jew, so that can render it stam yinam, and therefore it would be usher to drink because maybe they had kavanas of avodah zarah and the rabbanan said not to drink such wine. Okay, so here we have a case. A cleaning lady is cleaning out my fridge and I had an open bottle of non-mevushal wine in there. There's a cork in it, or not even the fridge, on the counter, whatever it is. She's moving it around, or he's moving it around, someone's moving it around. A non-Jewish person is moving this. It's not a sealed bottle. Is that a problem? And the answer is no. It does not make the wine not kosher. You're still allowed to drink it. Why is that? So there are a couple reasons. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's only a problem if it is either the wine is actually touched, touch the actual wine, if the non-Jew touches the wine, or if they shake the bottle, or if they pour the bottle. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Kuf Chav Dalad Yud Ches, is talking about shaking and pouring, or touching. To merely move a bottle, I didn't shake it, maybe incidentally, but I didn't shake it, I didn't pour it, I didn't touch actual wine. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that that does not make it Stam Yinam. The Shach says there are those who are machmir that even moving an open bottle, let's say it's open, if it's an open and you're moving it, the Shach says somewhere machmir, the Shach says we don't need to be machmir. So that's point number one. The activity, the way you handled it is not a problem. Just moving it is not a problem. reason number two to be Makel here is the fact that it was plugged up. Now, I know that's a lower level than like being sealed, but that's irrelevant here. The fact that it's closed in any capacity also removes it from this issue of Stam Yin and the Shach and Sivkat and Yudzayin, also in Kuf Chav Gimel. Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Sivkat and Yudzayin. The Shach says that as long as it's plugged up, there is no issue of moving it around, and that's certainly the case here. Even if it's not sealed, we'll get to the seal in the next one. All right, and then also the Ramah says in Kuf Chavdal Chavdal that the fact that it's only Al Yidei Davar Acher, I'm not actually touching the wine, I'm moving a cup or a bottle that has it, that also would make it okay. So the truth is, there's even a good chance if it's mamish open, for two of these three reasons, that it would not make it into Stam Yinam. Certainly, if the cork is in it, it would not make it into Stam Yinam. So again, it's pretty clear. If the, you know, the cleaning lady is just moving the bottle around, and there's a cork in it, Liyeser Se'es, there is no question that there's what to rely on. I don't know what to rely on. Like, it just would not be part of Takana of Stam Yinam. There's another problem, though. That was a little bit more complicated. We'll get that into part two right now.